Good evening, Life and Ball Podcast. We give your game life, and oh my, Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, thank you, thank you. I've been saying this for years on how great this guy is. It's always deflected from, it's always pushed to the side. LeBron, faithful, you have spoken. Kevin Durant has answered. What will he do with all these injuries? Now, what will Kevin Durant do with the shorthanded team? Well, 49-17-10. Triple dub, beating a Bucks team that's pretty solid. I got a lot of questions, though, for that Bucks team, and I'll get to that eventually. But this is about Kevin Durant. 49 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists. Jeff Green pitches in with 27. He was fantastic. Jeff Green was open. Jeff Green made shots. That's what great pros do. Jeff Green's been around, veteran player. This is why when, you know, I do get defensive when it comes to the sport, how, look, these guys are still in the NBA. And, you know, we get all these talking heads that like to talk about the sport. This guy's this. He's terrible. Blah, blah. No, look, these are NBA players. Jeff Green is a vet. This dude is a player. And he stepped up. You got to have at least two guys. Okay, you know, the Bucks had three, but those three didn't do enough to conquer what KD did. Giannis, Middleton, and Drew Holiday were really all they had as far as offensively. Jeff Green steps up, but KD was unbelievable. James Harden, got to give him credit, goes out there, tries to give his best. You know, I think him being on the floor did help at times. He was a defensive liability a lot of times because of that hamstring. But I think his presence alone did help. Blake Griffin actually did play pretty well at times, spot minutes. You know, he pitched in with 17. So, look, Kevin Durant, though, is the story. I've been saying this for years, guys. And look, this game, I'm just going to keep saying it. And some of you guys can keep trying to get it into the analytics. You can start talking about stats. You can talk about chemistry. And you can talk about team bonding and social, topics. Look, I'm going to talk about basketball today. That's what I'm going to talk about. Kevin Durant, this game is perfect for him because it's about buckets and stops. And when you are a 7-footer and you can handle the basketball and you can shoot really, really well and you have multiple different ways to get to your spots and you're a consistent shooter, a very consistent shooter, you know, you're 90% the free throw line, 50% from field, 40% from free. When you're that consistent, I mean, you know, ladies, gentlemen, 16 of 23 tonight. 16 of 23. This guy does this all the time. He did it for the Warriors. He did it for the Thunder. This guy is a baller. And when he has the ball, good luck. Good luck. He can get to his spots. He can flat out shoot it. In this sport, basketball, no matter what you think it is, it's a simple game. Buckets, stops. And he also can get stops. You know, when he switches out on Drew Holiday and he can stay in front of him and he has that long wingspan and he can contest a shot. When he gets on Giannis on a switch and he can contest a shot. When he gets on Middleton and he can contest a shot and make it tough. This guy can do that. And this is why I always had this discussion with people. Like, because, look, I don't like to do the comparing thing, to be honest, but it's just impossible because that's the world we live in today. Every single thing someone does has to be compared to someone else. And everybody wants to compare LeBron James to Jordan. Kevin Durant, not as good as LeBron. You know, LeBron was better than Kobe. We always want to do that because, look, it's competition. I get it. But the bottom line is Kevin Durant does something that we've never seen before. And I've said this for 10 years now, where I said, this guy's just different when you have length and size that he has, and you can handle the basketball and shoot that well. It's just different. You know, you just don't see that. We've never seen it like that. Like, have we seen guys score like him at times? Certainly. You know, Kobe and Jordan were ridiculous. They could score at will. I mean, these are guys that are like your guard-type players. Like, I understand if we talk about Shaq and the great big men of the past. You know, the Kareems, the Wilts. You know, when we talk about all these guys like that, yeah, they were dominant in the paint. These are guys I want to talk about today, or tonight, I should say, that it's like they're similar type players. These are forward guards, and Durant is really a forward guard, guys. You know, look how many times he had the ball up top. Because James Harden just can't do what he typically does. And that says a lot where, look, James Harden, who is definitely not the same player right now. He's injured. But he was just like, here you go. You've got this. I'll just hang out. And then maybe if I'm open, I might hit a shot, which they didn't even need him to do that tonight. But Kevin Durant just brings something that we've never seen before with that size. When you can dribble like that, and nobody can block that. Nobody can contest that. It's unstoppable. I had an argument with a friend tonight. He's like, well, you know, when KD, there's been times when he doesn't have enough help or he doesn't look as good. Look, guys, you can say whatever you want. If you look back at this guy's career, he is unstoppable. You cannot stop him. Definitely not one-on-one. She's just... You know, the Bucks have... I've got a lot of questions for the Bucks tonight. I'll get to that. Believe me. They're to blame, too. But the guy to really blame is Durant. Blame him for how that went, because he was that great. And it is just spectacular to watch, because as a guy who loves skill, and I understand you got to have it in this sport, he is so incredibly efficient and skilled, it's scary. And I think people forget, you know, look, he had 10 assists, and people probably will, you know, put that under, you know, sweep that under the rug. The guy's actually a really good passer at times. He can really find guys. He's not a dynamic passer. He's not like a crafty passer. He doesn't do any no-look stuff, but he makes the timely pass. We've seen it a lot with the Warriors when he had other players around him. And you know, he's just, he makes the right basketball play, too. And when we talk about the LeBron James, who LeBron James makes the right basketball play more times than not. A lot of times he does. Kevin Durant does the same thing. And I just think we need to start really looking at this guy. And especially when we have these major discussions of greatness. This guy is unbelievable. And I have a hard time. Look, I'm going to say it, and this bothers people, but I take him over LeBron James. I take him every time. And I think, you know, the new thing I'm going to say, and I think it's when you really think about it, I think it, you know, there's no proof of this, but it's a discussion. I have a hard time thinking if LeBron and KD switched roles that Kevin Durant wouldn't have more than 5 championships if he was in the shoes of LeBron James, meaning if he was playing on the teams that LeBron played for. I have a hard time believing that Kevin Durant doesn't have more championships because of his efficiency. I mean, if you look at him, put him on those Miami Heat teams. I mean, do you really think the Dallas Mavericks could have really played the way they did against Kevin Durant, sat in that zone, and left Kevin Durant open to shoot? No. You can't guard him that way. I mean, that's 50 points. That's 50. Boom. It's over. And that's why I started having this discussion with some folks. Is look, I think, you know, the way the NBA works now, guys, and I don't mind it. Look, this is a part of the game. It's about fit. It's about who's coaching you, who's your teammates, you know, what's the pieces around you. I think it's probably been this way, guys, for a long time. I mean, I think Michael Jordan, who's my favorite player of all time, and he's, in my opinion, I still think the greatest, but let's be honest with ourselves. Michael had a great situation. Scottie Pippen was a great second guy. They had multiple great role players. They had a great coach. There's a great situation. They sometimes, yes, I think the Houston Rockets would have given them fits. I think there could have been a great possibility of them beating the Bulls in a final series. They just couldn't get there. And look at when Mike leaves, they were the team. So I think situation, teammates, coaches, fit, chemistry, yes, all those things matter. But I think you put Kevin Durant on any of those teams that LeBron James had that was in the finals, I have a really hard time thinking that he doesn't have more rings than LeBron. Now, I don't think he possibly could have won with the last Cleveland team that LeBron played on. That was a team that was lacking a lot. The pieces weren't really there. No, don't think Kevin Durant wins there. But I have a really hard time thinking he ever loses with Dwayne Wade or Chris Bosh and all those pieces. Ray Allen. I just can't see the efficient Kevin Durant ever losing with that Miami Heat organization with those pieces. I don't see it ever happening. And you know, maybe that Spurs 14 team, they were really motivated, maybe. But look, and people always say, well, look at what Kevin Durant's had. Look, Kevin Durant had an up-and-coming James Harden, and this is where the thunder blew. I mean, I know I'm kind of going all over the place, but I just want people to understand how great Kevin Durant is. I guess that's the motivation tonight, which I don't think anyone should need much after what they've seen tonight. I think it should be another friendly reminder. But let's just go back in time a little. I don't think people realize just how important the fit is and just how different it was when the Thunder were making their run with the players they had. A younger Ibaka, who was really good. Derek Fisher was a big piece. Sefolosha was, you know, a guy that was important. Nick Collison was still kind of important, right? But it was about Westbrook, Harden, and Durant. I think we realize more and more, and the guy gets knocked a lot, and I think rightfully so, I think we're all kind of realizing that Russell Westbrook's a hard guy to win with. And it's not that he's, I don't even know if he's a selfish player. I just think he's a player that you got to have some sort of flow. There's no flow with Russell Westbrook. It's, I got the ball, I'm going to make it all happen, and let's win. And that's just not how it goes. There's got to be pieces. It's got to be a flow. You got to go through the flow of the game to win. And Russell Westbrook has never had that. I've played basketball with guys who played with Russell Westbrook. And I had met a gentleman who played pickup with him in L.A. You know, obviously that's where they both were from. And he said, look, dude plays like that all the time. He plays that way in pickup. Give him the ball. He's going to make it all happen. He's going to try to get every rebound. He's going to try to get every assist. He's going to try to get every bucket. That's just who Russell Westbrook is. That will never work with an efficient player like Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is give me the ball and I will get us an efficient bucket. I mean, that's who he is. And I think they went wrong because they should have realized James Harden is going to be the Robin to the Batman, not Russell Westbrook. It's not the Westbrook Durant show. This needs to be the Durant Harden show. And the Thunder blew it there. The Thunder blew it because they just felt like, you know, we can get rid of James or he can do his own thinking. He can leave. They really needed to find a way to get rid of Westbrook. And I think if they would have done that and they would have had the pieces, especially how great Harden has been over the years, I think Harden and Durant could have arguably had a great situation with the Thunder and really would have pushed the Warriors even more. And I think they could have beat the Warriors. I really believe that in my heart. I mean, I know that these are just what-ifs, but I think the Thunder blew it there. And the point of all that is this. Durant's always the guy. You know, and with the Warriors, he was the man. You know, Steph Curry had to take the back seat. And I think that was hard for Steph, but it was the right thing to do. Kevin Durant gets you two rings. He's the Finals MVP on LeBron's watch, FYI. And he's just the guy. And I just don't think in the last 10 years, you know, you throw away the championships and you look at player for player and you really break it down and you look at how great Durant has been in the last 10 years, you have to say to yourself, wow, this guy is maybe one of the most efficient offensive basketball players we've ever seen. And that matters. You can talk about all these different stats. In the end, the dude gets it done. And tonight was just a recap of what I already knew, is you can win games with him. You know, go through him. And I think what people also forget is he's willing to defer. And I think that's one of the problems for him, though, too. And I think that's why, you know, the Jordans were just so great, is because they didn't defer. You know, I am the one who's going to win us this game. And I think Kevin Durant, and I look at what's going on in the playoffs, and if Kyrie can just get healthy, or if James Harden can get healthy, if one of those guys can just get healthy, I still think they have a great chance to win the NBA Finals. And that is solely because of how great Kevin Durant is. And I think Kyrie won't be the same. Bad ankle injury. It'll take him time. James Harden will not be the same. And let's just be honest, guys. I mean, that Bucks team going against this Nets group right now, they should be winning this series. They should win this series. When you have Giannis, Middleton, Drew Holiday, Lopez, you know, you have these pieces, especially with Giannis, Holiday, and Middleton. That's their big three. They should win that series. But Kevin Durant was just too good. I think it's that eye-opening for me because of what an advantage the Bucks have right now. And you just have to give Kevin Durant so much credit. And look, this guy was unbelievable tonight. Again, 16 out of 23, scores 49, 17 rebounds, 10 assists, made a couple crucial stops on defense, contesting shooters, switching out on Holiday a few times, doing a great job staying in front, doing a good job when he was on Middleton, gets on Giannis, does a decent job on him. But, you know, let's move away from KD, but I just have to say, I'm taking Kevin Durant over LeBron James, guys, every single time. I'm the general manager of an NBA team, and not even talking about legacy stuff, stats, you put those two guys on a basketball court, and I watch both players, I say, I want that guy. That guy's more efficient. He's going to get me a bucket. He may get me a stop. I want him. That's who I want on my team. That's my leader of my team. And I think the guy deserves a hell of a lot more credit than he gets, because he's been amazing for 10 years now. We've seen this type of stuff, and I just think we forget so quickly. Let's go to the Bucks, though. I mean, this guy, Mike Budenholzer, good grief. I think he's the biggest problem right now. I think Giannis has a lot of things he needs to change his game, but I think Mike Budenholzer has a whole lot of questions to answer here, and he was absolutely outcoached again, and he has seemed to let this one-on-one basketball style just pop up at all times when the going gets tough. And I just don't understand why they don't run certain things with this team. And I think they've got good shooters. I think they need to play through the post more with Giannis. I don't think they trust his back-down game enough right now. But I just don't understand what these guys are doing. And they never double KD, which, I don't know, it's, look, you know, guys like Shamet can hit threes. Jeff Green obviously was unbelievable, but look, okay, maybe we don't leave Jeff Green, we double and recover quick. They go single coverage on KD, which was just unbelievably bad decision. I think Mike Budenholzer has proved over and over that he is not a elite coach at times, and I think he puts these guys in bad positions. I don't know why they don't have more post-ups with Giannis. Even if he's not a great post-up player, he does draw attention. You know, guys like Pat Covington can shoot. Brent Forbes has proved he can shoot. Lopez is a shooter outside. Middleton's a shooter outside. If they want to double, there's multiple ways they can swing the ball around, get a good shot. Drew Holiday's a good shooter at times from three. They got all these guys they want to chuck threes with. Why aren't they playing on the post more? They constantly want to get it to the elbow to Giannis and not get him close enough to the basket. They want to pick and roll with him and then maybe go one-on-one where Drew Holiday's dribbling around trying to go one-on-one, which is just not going to work against elite playoff defense. I love Drew Holiday, but look, he's not Steph Curry. He's not Kyrie. He doesn't have that type of one-on-one skill. He's not Damian Lillard. You know, he's a really, really good player. Love his game. Think he's a really solid point guard. You don't want him to go one-on-one a lot. They went one-on-one with him far too many times. I think Chris Middleton is their most skilled offensive player, technically. And people that don't know the game would question me on that. And look, he could shoot. He's got good moves off the catch. It looks easy for him. Giannis, it don't look easy. But I think if you get your most athletic, powerful player closer to the basket, good things can happen. They never seem to want to do it. And they have these possessions where it's Giannis dribbling up top, going downhill 100 miles per hour. And still, I don't know why they do that. And look, he needs to become more consistent. I get that. He's got to hit more open threes. He's got to have more skill. It can't be just about attack the rim like a madman. Look, you got to be a little more skill. Got that long stride. I don't mind it. I get it. Super freak of an athlete. Needs to become better offensively. Needs more skill. But if you're the coach of that team and you are the one that is allowing that, I have questions. I have multiple questions for you. And I just don't get it. I don't see why Mike Budenholzer doesn't say, okay, pick and pop, dribble handoff, which they've done. I've watched the Bucks enough this year. They do dribble handoff action with Giannis, and then they try to get into things. And yes, they still do it once in a while. But I'll tell you what, it turns into one-on-one basketball. And they do this. They've done this for years under Budenholzer now. I've seen it enough years where it's constant one-on-one, space the floor. They are not that good to do that. They have to do it collectively. And if I'm sitting at home and I'm that coaching staff and I'm one of the coaches, I'm going, hey, raising my hand over here. I got a question, Mike. Why don't we start doing some things on offense that is a little more ball movement side to side, or maybe let's get Giannis in the post more. And if Mike Budenholzer looks at me, nope, we're going to do what's got us here. I got major. All right, man. Well, we must like getting, you know, not to the NBA Finals. And that's where I don't think Budenholzer is the guy. I don't think offensively he has enough in the repertoire to get this team to the NBA Finals. Because that has to be the conversation at this point. When you have Giannis, who's a great athlete, and you do get a Drew Holiday, you get a few pieces. I mean, you got to get to the NBA Finals with this group. And right now, with a banged-up Nets team, and then your next opponent is either the Hawks or the Sixers. I mean, look, come on. This is a great opportunity for the Milwaukee Bucks. You don't have LeBron to deal with in the East. You don't have Kawhi with the Raptors in that unit no more. You basically have Kevin Durant with a banged-up Nets team, and then you get to go to the Eastern Conference Finals if you win against, let's be honest, you know, I'm not overly impressed with the likes of the Hawks or the Sixers. They just don't, you know, they don't do it for me. You got Trae Young and a bunch of guys that play hard and young, exciting, athletic, energized team. But, you know, you got a Sixers team with a Ben Simmons who just still can't shoot or doesn't want to shoot with, you know, an Embiid who's great, who's been fantastic, but you know, I still don't think he can, you know, he's not someone that just scares me. It's weird with Embiid. Like, he's so good, but he doesn't scare me. Like, Kevin Durant, like, he scares me. Kevin Durant worries me. And you know, it's just, it's one of these situations when I when I had this conversation, I just sit here and I just go, I can't believe that the Bucks continue to do the same thing over and over and over. One-on-one basketball. We don't want to post up Giannis. We don't make adjustments. Mike Budenholzer, you are, your seat's getting hot. It's getting hot for me. And look, that's just the world we live in now, right? It's got to happen now. And it definitely needs to happen when you have Giannis. I have questions for Mike Budenholzer. I really do. A lot of them. But bottom line, Giannis still needs to get better too. Giannis has to get more skilled with his back down game. He needs to become a more consistent, wide-open three-point shooter. They leave him so open. Imagine them guarding LeBron James the way they guard Giannis. That is 50 points every night. And, you know, imagine them guarding KD like that. Oh, my. Dude would have 100, like Will. Imagine them guarding Kawhi Leonard like that. Donovan Mitchell like that. You know, guards or wings. Imagine them guarding Giannis with 5 feet of room. I mean, that is straight buckets all night long. Paul George, Pandemic P, Playoff P. You give him 4 or 5 feet all night, dude's going to score 40. That is a problem I have if we want to talk about Giannis and his greatness. You know, he's not that type of player, and he doesn't have the back down game, so really, where is he at in these discussions of great players? You know, he's a great all-around player. Blocks shots, and during the regular season, does a lot of things really, really well. But if we're going to sit here and nitpick at certain players, you can't have it both ways. We like to rip Russell Westbrook because he can't get it done, even though he's a triple-double machine. I know it's not the same player, but it's the same discussion. Giannis gets it done in the regular season. Stat filler, block shots, rebounds, points, assists at times. But in the playoffs, when you have to get it done, his offensive lacking skill hurts him. And it hurts guys like Russell Westbrook. Because Russell Westbrook is as great as he can be. You know, he's, give me the ball, I'm just going to make it happen. But he doesn't have a ton of skill. Look, he, unbelievable athlete. Could fly through the air. Could pull up real quick and shoot really good. Get to the rim, attack. Get to the rim, get to the paint, draw a few guys, make a play. But when it's playoff basketball, and it gets a little more physical, and defenses are geared towards you, and you're playing against the best teams, and it's one game at a time, and it's a seven-game series, and people start watching you every week, you know, I know what this guy does. Certain guys become easier to defend. I think Giannis is a lot easier to defend than Kevin Durant could ever dream of being. Kevin Durant is a nightmare. I mean, whatever you do on defense to Kevin Durant, he has an answer. You want to press up on him, he can get to the rim. You want to give him a little more room, has he pull in your face? Bang. I think the LeBron fans remember that. You want to body him, and you know, and he backs you down. He's too tall. He'll shoot over you. He gets in the paint. Great finisher. Easy. It's easy for him. He's got those long arms. Shot fake. Step through. Layup. Did it tonight. Gets to the free throw line. He can make free throws all night long. He can hit tough contested threes. He can cross you over multiple times and pull on you. He can get to the rim. Kevin Durant has multiple things that he can bring out that make him impossible to stop. Can't stop him. Giannis, you can stop. Giannis, you can, you know, guy stun a guy at him real quick. He doesn't really have great passing ability, but, you know, he's a good passer. And he just, look, guys, he's got a ways to go. It's sad for me. I love Giannis. Huge Giannis fan. Really love Giannis. Love that he's in the Midwest and Milwaukee. He's played for the Bucks. I'm from Michigan, and I love that. But when we have these discussions of greatness, you talk about the Jordans, Kobe's, LeBron, Durant. Hey, I'll say it. Kawhi Leonard. He's just not there. He's not there yet because he doesn't have the whole repertoire offensively, and you have to have it. You draw a few guys with LeBron, he's going to make a great pass. You play him man-to-man, single coverage, he's going to get to the rim and bully you, and he's going to dunk on you. Or he might hit a couple threes here and there. Or he has a couple different moves, you know, to get a shot. He can back you down. LeBron James had moments, look, he starts backing you down now. Easy layup. Fadeaway jumper. Much more consistent than what we see with Giannis. He's got ways to go. So, look, tonight was about Kevin Durant, but there was other things involved. And there was a lot of things I covered there, but I think what we have to realize is Kevin Durant is that special. He doesn't need to have both Kyrie and James Harden healthy to win a big game against a really good team. He just doesn't. And I hate to say it, guys, but, you know, LeBron James sometimes needs that more help. He needs that help. It's a little more than what KD needs because he's just not the same efficient offensive player. He needs other pieces around him to where, look, yeah, I can't make a tough contested shot like that. I'll kick it to you. Bullying to the rim, they're really helping. I like to pass. Kevin Durant doesn't need that. He has the efficient offensive ability to get his shot off whenever he wants. And it's just spectacular. It's just spectacular. And it's so much fun to watch. And as an offensive-minded coach like myself, I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm like a kid in the candy store of offensive plays because I can run a million things to get him the ball and say, just be you. Be efficient, you. And if they draw, you know, if you draw a couple guys, just make the right play. We'll finish. Kick it to a guy. You guys shoot with confidence. Look, everybody's going to be watching Kevin Durant. You guys are going to be wide open. Just be ready to make plays. And then, Kevin, look, I'll get you in this spot. Here's your spot. You just take that tough turnaround jumper. You take that tough contested shot. You can hit it all day long, my friend. This is an offensive coach like myself, any coach, offensive or defense. You're just salivating when you have a guy like Kevin Durant. He's spectacular. I've said it for 10 years now. I take him over LeBron James 100 out of 100 times. And what he did tonight is the reason why. Because you can get the basketball to Kevin Durant and you can expect great things to happen efficiently at all times, almost 100% of the time. It's scary. So look, it's going to be tough for them to make a finals push. Got to get healthy. But tonight was a step in the right direction for Kevin Durant's legacy. We always want to talk about legacies. Tonight was a great step in the right direction for Kevin Durant, who didn't play last year. Let's not forget, had the Achilles injury. And I know for a fact, nobody can argue this. If he doesn't tear the Achilles, they beat that Raptors team. He has 3 rings, 3 finals MVPs. And we're having an even different discussion. So injury's a part of it. Fit's a part of it. Coaching's a part of it. But when you talk about the greatest players, really, they just need a ball. Get them the ball. And it's buckets and stops. And I pick Kevin Durant over anybody in the last 10 years as the guy I would pick to be the first pick of my team. I take him even over Kobe. I know that hurts. I'm a big Kobe guy. Rest in peace, Kobe. You're missed. I love Kobe Bryant. I'm obviously a Jordan guy. I don't take him over Jordan, but in the last 10 years, when Kobe, I think Kobe was getting banged up especially. You know, we're getting into 2011, and, you know, obviously, they had the, you know, 09 and 10 championship, and then 11. It comes, you know, crashing to a halt as the Mavericks win, but bottom line, guys, last 10 years for me, Kevin Durant's the guy I pick, is the number one pick, and he is a joy to watch. And we talk about respect greatness. I think you got to respect what that guy did tonight. It was unbelievable. The tough shots that he made and the efficiency behind it was a sight to behold. So, look, the series ain't over. You know, they got to go back to Milwaukee where they haven't won. I think Milwaukee will win that game. And I have concerns still for the Nets with their injuries. But unbelievable tonight, Kevin Durant. 49 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists. And it was a joy to watch. Tomorrow, big one. Big one, Clippers-Jazz. It's knotted at 2 apiece. 10 p.m. start. That's a tough series right now because Kawhi Leonard is playing really well. And that dunk was unreal. And playoff P, let's just not even say it that way no more. Paul George has been spectacular at times in these playoffs. So let's give him some credit. We always talk about that. Respect greatness. Look, Paul George has had a lot of greatness in this playoff run the Clippers are trying to have right now. So big one tomorrow night, though, guys. The Sixers-Hawks series, guys, what a weird series. I'm just like, guys, these two teams just don't do it for me. I think, of course, it comes down to Bucks and Nets. Who wins that will get to the NBA Finals. And I can't wait. I want a Clippers-Suns series, man. I think that series would be magical. Phoenix is the real deal, guys. This Phoenix-Suns basketball team is no joke. Devin Booker can flat-out ball. Chris Paul is playing great at 36. Guys like DeAndre Ayton are coming into their own. Cameron Payne is really, really good. Jay Crowder really, really fits in with a lot of teams. He's the type of guy we talked about fit earlier. He fits. He's a winning basketball player. He makes winning plays. That's a good basketball team. And they're going to be hard to beat. Really hard to beat. So, look, bottom line, guys, we got some series that are still going on. Phoenix is just kind of hanging out. I still like the Clippers a lot. I still really love the Nets, especially if they can get Kyrie or James Harden, one of those guys, healthy, especially if KD's playing anything close to what he did tonight. And I think they have enough pieces around with guys like Blake Griffin, guys like Jeff Green when they play well. So, I'm going to take myself to bed as I'm yawning. Kevin Durant again, 49-17-10. We'll talk more playoff basketball tomorrow on the Life and Ball podcast.